Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Menstrual Disorders and Subfertility Group has prepared nearly 200 reviews and continues to investigate new aspects of treatment and care. In February 2014, a new review from a team in the Netherlands and New Zealand looked at the use of aromatase inhibitors for subfertile women with anovulatory polycystic ovary syndrome. Lead author Sebastian Frank from Radboud University in Nijmegen describes their findings.
Polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, is the most common cause of infrequent or absent periods worldwide, affecting about 1 woman in 15 and often leading to subfertility. Different types of drugs have been tested in randomized trials for this anovulatory PCOS with clomiphene citrate proving to be the most successful through the past 4 decades. In 2002, a new class of drugs called aromatase inhibitors were introduced for ovulation induction, and over the last 10 years, data from many clinical trials have reported that one of these, letrozole, might be at least as effective as clomiphene citrate. However, there have been fluctuating results. The objective of this Cochrane review, therefore, is to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of aromatase inhibitors for subfertile women with anovulatory PCOS. We searched for published and unpublished randomized trials in which an aromatase inhibitor had been used alone or in conjunction with other medical therapies for ovulation induction in anovulatory women with PCOS. We found 46 potentially relevant trials, 26 of which were eligible for inclusion in the review. Taken together, these studies had included 5,560 subfertile women with PCOS. Our primary outcomes were live birth rate, which was reported in 12 studies, and ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome rate, where we were able to use data from 16 studies. Secondary outcomes were pregnancy rate, miscarriage rate, and multiple pregnancy rate. There were 15 studies comparing letrozole to clomiphene citrate with or without additional treatment. 9 of these studies reported an increased live birth rate, and when we combined these in a meta-analysis, it suggested that the odds of having a live baby were increased by 60% among women using letrozole rather than clomiphene citrate. However, this might be an overestimate of the possible benefits because we found that studies in which letrozole performed less well on other outcomes were also less likely to report the findings for live birth. For example, if we consider the proportion of women who became pregnant, we were able to use data from 14 studies and the increase with letrozole was a more modest 30%. Where data were available on unintended side effects, there was no evidence of a difference between letrozole and clomiphene citrate on ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, and multiple pregnancies were lower with letrozole than with clomiphene. We also compared letrozole with laparoscopic ovarian drilling in women with clomiphene resistance and PCOS, but there was insufficient data to show evidence of a difference in live birth rate or ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome. There was also not enough data to show whether or not different doses of letrozole made a difference to the main outcomes. To sum up, the results do suggest that subfertile women with PCOS treated with letrozole might have improved pregnancy and live birth outcomes compared to those treated with clomiphene. But we need to be cautious. The result might be due to a variety of biases in the research, and maybe an overestimate of the true difference that women should expect. This means that unanswered questions remain about the effects of aromatase inhibitors. These need to be tackled in new studies that would test different drugs and dosages, and also whether the use of multiple drugs is beneficial.
If you go to thecochranelibrary.com, you can find out more about the current research that's been brought together by Sebastian and other Cochrane researchers. That's also where you'll find future updates of the review as new evidence becomes available and the current uncertainties are tackled.